At the start of what looks to be a gorgeous late spring day, Leah Minalga is getting ready to serve up a snow cone. Minalga is director of the outreach organization Hearts of Hope, which has a tent at Geneva's Swedish Days Festival. But the nonprofit isn't just here to make sure festival goers stay cool with a tasty treat. Members are trying to raise money so they can keep raising awareness about the topic at the core of their mission, drug addiction. Minalga founded Hearts of Hope in the late 90s while trying to help her teenage son kick his heroin habit.
I struggled to get him help. I threw him in treatment and assumed in 28 days he'd be all better. Well, 25 treatment centers later, he's doing well.
Minalga became a drug counselor, and through Hearts of Hope, she is connected with many other parents in the Kane County area who have dealt with the same problem. But Minalga says those involved with prevention efforts still need to get the attention of all parents in these parts, even those whose kids aren't known users. The problem is the alarm bell appears to be falling on deaf ears.
Parents are almost afraid or ashamed to even venture out to learn about this stuff. Maybe they don't want people to think they're coming to a drug forum because they might have a problem, or they think it's just not going to happen to them.
When it comes to getting affected parents to speak out, Minalga says they have families living in affluent areas not wanting neighbors and friends to find out what's going on. In other cases, parents might be fearful of their son or daughter getting in trouble with the law. She says those factors get tangled up with outreach efforts. In Kane County, 16 heroin-related deaths have been recorded this year. That puts the county on pace to triple the total from 2011. Authorities say far too often it's teens and young adults ending up in the ER because of an overdose. The resurgence of heroin use across the region has received plenty of media coverage in recent years. Kane County Sheriff Pat Perez tried to alert the public last year with a series of seminars, but he says the campaign didn't find a large audience.
We put it in the newspapers. We had it out on radio. We did everything we could to reach out to parents, but we're very disappointed in the dismal turnout, especially seeing, you know, the problem in this area.
Like Minalga, Perez says getting more parents to open their eyes could play a big role in reversing the trend. He says in many ways the hands of law enforcement are tied because these teens travel to Chicago to buy the drug. That means there aren't as many opportunities to carry out heroin busts locally. But if parents learn more at these meetings, they can spot the warning signs before it's too late.
You're going there for the benefit of your children to make sure that they don't fall into this trap. And if they are into that trap, how you can counteract it. And there is help out in the community to help you get through it.
One mother trying to help her son stay clean is Joanne, who did not wish to use her last name. Her family has taken many steps to help her son, but Joanne says she's very guarded in telling friends about the situation. Part of it is to protect her son's reputation, but she says the stigma factor still gets in the way of spreading the word about what's happening.
I don't think that it will be something that we can conquer or really fight on a level battleground until we speak about it openly.
This isn't just a problem for families and well-to-do communities. Winnebago County Coroner Sue Fiducia says heroin deaths have risen sharply in her jurisdiction. She says the younger victims come from a wide range of backgrounds. Fiducia says the Rockford area has many great recovery programs where parents can seek help for their children, but she says even those who are fully engaged can be blindsided.
Sometimes, no matter how hard they try, they don't know that their child is on it.
Law enforcement officials and addiction specialists say heroin use can be very easy for kids to hide from their parents. That's why some say the message needs to change, that heroin isn't just a dirty street drug anymore, and that it's much more accessible to young people who are snorting it or taking it in the form of a pill. Kane County Sheriff Pat Perez says they'll keep trying to raise awareness, but he says it might take what he calls a generational purge to bring down the number of heroin deaths. He compares it to the gang violence his county experienced in the 90s.
The younger siblings of a lot of these people that were either being murdered or were being sent off to prison for life for committing murders or for doing shootings, The next generation of younger siblings would see that and say, well, that's not what I want for myself.
But Perez still holds out hope that current prevention efforts will start to take hold. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.